Renewing confidence in American business practices is something former Federal Reserve Board Chairman Paul Volcker has taken great interest in. Recently, he headed a special independent oversight board for Arthur Andersen. He's also been trying to get tougher accounting standards adopted by Congress. Volcker spoke with us earlier today about the kinds of reform he'd like to see. First, though, I asked for his comment on the settlement Merrill Lynch reached today with the state of New York.
Well, I'm not familiar with the settlement in detail, but the extent to which it will reinforce a more independent position for the stock analysts in investment firms, I think it's very healthy. There is, a fair amount of evidence that the wall, if a wall existed indeed, between the analysts and the investment bankers who had a particular interest in selling particular securities or doing a particular deal at a particular time, was breached too often. So I think it will be healthy if we can reinforce that line.
You argued again today in the Wall Street Journal that there must be serious reform of the accounting industry for confidence to be fully restored. There are several bills before the Congress now that would reform the industry. What must be included for reform to be effective?
The only bill in Congress that I think effectively provides the depth of reform that I think is needed is Senator Sarbanes' bill, chairman of the Senate Banking Committee, and it includes several points that I consider absolutely essential. One is that the new oversight board be independent. Secondly, I think it has to have the authority to inspect auditors, to conduct investigations, to review particular audits, and have disciplinary powers. And then there is this large issue of, in recent years, the accounting firms have spent more activity on non-auditing services and auditing services, but the heart of their responsibility, in my view, is the auditing service, which is a service for the American public.
As you well know, accounting firms and the accounting industry have been among the largest contributors to lawmakers on Capitol Hill, if not the largest.
I'm aware of that.
Do you have real hope that there's going to be a tough bill that can get through the Congress, given that amount of lobbying and the amount of money that the industry pours into Capitol Hill?
Well, there's no doubt that a lot of money, a lot of lobbying is being waged against reform. I want to retain enough faith in the American system to see that right can triumph. What we have on our side is news day after day of accounting problems.
Are we at a moment in history when Americans are going to lose some faith in the market system unless there is a quick change?
Well, I think that is the ultimate danger. That's what we want to avoid. We have been terribly proud of our system. We think it's a model for the world. And now we find out it's not quite the emperor without any clothes, but he's not quite as well clothed as we had hoped. And I think we've got to correct that.
Do you believe that Wall Street and the business community can regain the confidence of the American people?
Oh, yeah, I certainly think so, but I think it needs the help of some constructive legislation at this point. In the auditing profession, we have seen repeated problems in the past that have not met with an adequate response. Obviously, we don't all want to crawl in a hole, and nobody's willing to take any risks or innovate. That's a crucial part of the system, but we've got to get a better balance.
Thanks very much, Chairman Volcker.
Okay.
Paul Volcker is the former chairman of the Federal Reserve Board and is now chairman of the International Accounting Standards Committee.